Now, being that you're new to Michigan, was that your first time in Detroit?
I have been to Detroit a couple of times prior to that, yeah.
Okay.
Our national convention for Chamber of Commerce executives was hosted in Detroit probably 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
And that was my first experience in Detroit.
Okay.
This one, of course, I've been over on my own and been over for meetings the last year several times. But this one was probably the first time where we had a deliberate, you know, of programs telling us about what's going on in the community.
Okay. So what do you think Grand Rapids can learn from Detroit, and what can Detroit learn from Grand Rapids?
I think one of the things that the Detroit folks took away from the trip when they were here was, first of all, they were kind of surprised, I think pleasantly surprised, at that we actually cared. From the west side, that we really did care about their future.
Well, I mean, I think that for a while, but in this east side versus west side thing, and I think that that certainly needs to be put aside.
Yeah, I
and
think
everybody
so too.
Needs to, you know, play on the same team.
Yeah, we heard a lot from those folks that they said we were really, the big takeaway was we were pleasantly surprised that you all really are genuinely interested in our success.
Right.
I think they learned a lot about some of the public-private collaboration that we have going on here in Grand Rapids, and opportunities for maybe finessing that model in Detroit.
Right. Now, what's your overall impression of the business climate here in Grand Rapids in 2012?
I think we have a really dynamic business community here. Mm-hmm. I've been very impressed with the business community. They're very forward-thinking and reinvesting in the community.
Sure.
They're very interested in Grand Rapids as a community being successful because they understand that it impacts their success.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily the same climate you have in every community.
Right.
And so I think that's really a positive note for the Grand Rapids region. I think as far as what we're hearing from businesses, it's across the board. Some segments of our economy are doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
We've had business people tell us this has been one of their best years in the history of their company.
What segments do you think are doing the best?
You know, manufacturing is really picking up quite well. And, you know, in other aspects, I think construction, you know, is usually more of a lagger.
Sure.
You know, people need to get kind of back in the groove.
Right.
But you're starting to see some construction, some housing construction.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly to the levels we've had in the past, but
but
there is some positive things going on there. Retail has been stronger than it has been over the last few years as well. So, you know, kind of across the board, there are still some areas of concern, but, you know, I think people are just... I think our elections will help when we get past November and kind of have a stronger idea of where we're going in the future and who's going to be leading the country and so forth.
When you say areas of concern, what are some of the concerns that people have expressed to you?
I think mostly ability to find talent.
Sure.
Uncertainty in some of the policies, especially at the federal level where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the health care stuff being debated at the Supreme Court, and so we're still waiting for results on that and how it affects every business, how it affects the healthcare community, you know, and their investment and their future. And so there's just some big uncertainties hanging over our big question marks out there for businesses to be able to plan more long term.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you feel that similar sized cities can learn from Grand Rapids?
You know, we've had cities from other areas coming into the community. Even in the last year, we've had visits from outside communities. Springfield, Massachusetts has been in and a couple of others to really look at what we're doing here as a community and things that they can address. We had Evansville, Indiana in a couple of weeks ago and looking at some of the stuff with MSU and VAI and the hospital system and how they're working together to in healthcare and what that means to our economy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, talking with Evansville folks, they're on the right track. They're several years behind where Grand Rapids is now.
But we can be a model
for some
of these cities.
Yeah, they're going down similar paths. And so,
sure.
You know, they have come in and learned a lot from the community.
Okay. This is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Rick Baker. Rick is the president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. And Rick, we chatted before a little bit about advocacy. Now, you guys do a lot of stuff down in Lansing. What's presently on the docket that you guys are pursuing for West Michigan business?
Well, it's a couple of one of the issues is one more piece of legislation kind of in the tax code that we'd like to see change is the personal property tax on businesses. And it's not the best title. Personal property tax makes you think of personal, mm-hmm. you know, our own stuff. But it's really a tax on equipment that businesses have.
Okay.
And it's not a tax that the local units of government really like to administer, nor is it one that businesses like to administer.
Okay.
Because it's very cumbersome, you know, taking inventory of all of your equipment and figuring out its value mm-hmm. and so forth. So we're looking at trying to repeal that and figure out a better way to provide revenue stream to the local governments. And we're also concerned about the number of ballot initiatives that are being proposed for mm-hmm. the November election. A lot of ballot initiatives that would affect our Constitution and change and actually reverse some of the progress that's been made over the last year.
What are some of those initiatives that folks should be aware of?
Oh, there's initiatives to affect you know, the bridge, you know, that Canada would like mm-hmm. to build mm-hmm. To improve international trade and the ability to move products and people
sure.
back and forth between our two countries. So there's a ballot initiative that would, you know, that would prohibit that from happening.
Okay.
There's some casino initiatives out there. There's initiatives on labor unions and other things like that. And so we're okay. really kind of cautiously monitoring all of
sure.
those initiatives and we'll be representing the Grand Rapids business community and engaging people in educationally to mm-hmm. make them aware of what those initiatives mean and how it affects each of us.
Okay, okay. Now, you came to Grand Rapids around a year ago. What did you have on your checklist of what you wanted to accomplish and what's the timetable been and what's been accomplished and what's in process for you?
Well, some of the things that I wanted to work on, first, I need to become quite familiar with the business community. So I spent
sure.
a lot of time in the first year really becoming aware of, you know, the different players in the community, mm-hmm. going out and meeting with people, learning about their companies. But then we also, you know, we're looking internally to our own structure, the programs that we're offering,
sure.
and our own strategic plan. And mm-hmm. so we really went through a process to make sure that we were focused in the right areas that mm-hmm. met the needs of our business community.
Sure.
And, you know, aligning our organization behind those three goals that I outlined earlier.
Sure.
And so that's been the major okay. focus of the first year, making sure that our programs are high caliber mm-hmm. and delivering the services that our members need.
Okay. Okay. Now, what are some of the things that you implemented in the Quad Cities that you might like to implement here that would be good fits for Grand Rapids?
Well, I think we have some very similar programs in place here in Grand Rapids with you know, the leadership development that mm-hmm. we talked about earlier. Some of the talent initiatives are newer for us mm-hmm. In how we're engaging and helping companies with their recruitment and retention process. It's probably one of the newer ones that we've implemented that I had some success with in the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving into some newer programs in business development
okay.
for small businesses and how they might be helped along to move to the next stage of their growth. And so some of those programs we're bringing over, you always have to kind of adjust them a little bit to the local climate.
Okay.
So nothing's ever completely
right.
replicable.
Right, right.
Because the dynamics
sure.
are different and,
sure.
and so forth. So
now we touched on the whole thing of retaining talent here. What are some of the things that we could maybe be doing better as a city to keep those young folks here once they're out of college?
We're looking, and what some of the things we're doing and, is looking how we connect people to the community and mm-hmm. connect people to each other, especially if you're new to the region. How
sure.
do you start building your friendship base?
Mm-hmm.
How do you start connecting in the community so that you build that network of friends
right.
and you want to stay here and you can, you know, you have a great time in our community? And that seems simple if you're from the area, but if you're not
right.
from the area, it's really meeting people outside of work
mm-hmm.
can be a little bit more challenging than,
sure.
than not. So we're providing some programming. Last night we had an intern reception. We had about 120 young folks that are in Grand Rapids this summer doing internships with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we had those folks come together and connect so that during the summer that they might have some
good.
Friends that they could reach out to
oh,
and have a good experience while they're here and mm-hmm. maybe want to return
sure.
back to
and
Grand
I know
Rapids.
I've been involved with the Grand Rapids Young Professionals, GRYP, and I'm sure you're familiar with them as well. And that's something that they're always addressing, you know, how do we keep these folks here? And I know with LGR, they've been doing a project for Grand Rapids Young Professionals as far as, you know, what do they need to do to retain membership? What do they need to do to retain talent? So it's good to see that it's being covered on a number of levels because, you know, for Grand Rapids to be in a great place in 10 to 20 years, we need to start now.
Yeah, absolutely. And we work with Blend, which is another kind of a marketing or networking organization, as well as GRYP. Mm-hmm. We do not want to duplicate services. We want to make those folks moving into the community aware of those programs
and then
fill any gaps that there might
be.
And so, yeah, there's some great opportunities for people to plug in. We have a house party coming up
here
in August that will be a new program for us. And it's the concept is something that we looked at in Detroit. It's one of the things we learned in Detroit. Our purpose is slightly different than what Detroit was. Detroit was using the house party to highlight housing opportunities in Detroit. We are looking at having the house party more to help welcome new people into the community. And so we'll have around the community about 20 different parties going on at the same time.
Oh, good.
For new people moving into our area.
Oh, good. So now folks who want to find out about that, they can just go to the Chamber's website?
Yeah, grandrapids.org.
Okay. And folks who also want to sign up, become a member, they can get the details there?
Yes, they can either call our office, 771-0300, or go to grandrapids.org and we'll have someone on our team follow up with them.
Excellent. This is Paul Jindraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in the studio by Rick Baker. Rick is the president and CEO of the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining me, Rick.
Glad to be here. Thank you.